On a cold and rainy night, I was sitting in the light of my switchman's shack, a mine post on the mountain. The storm was pretty bad and the telephone was dead, but it was just 11 hours till the dawn. Then much to my surprise, the telegraph jumped into life. As I read the code, I thought, could this be true? A train was on its way, headed up the mountain grade, but she didn't have no engineer or crew. At the other switch, they tried to put her on the mountainside, but she kept on coming up the mountain grade. Well, I quickly doused the light to try to see into the night. Maybe I could spot her headlight in the rain. She was pounding down below. I could hear her whistle blow. And I thought, Lord, that's...
All right, I've got a blitz of news here we're going to be getting to, interspersed with your calls. Another top German feminist calls for white people to stop having children. What's really behind that? So much more coming up. But right now, let's go to Daniel in Kentucky on the future of elections. Yeah, with the Supreme Court saying they can have mail-in ballots 5 days after, even dated after the election. That's their way to steal it, one of their favorite ways. You've got them saying birthright citizenship, so the Democrats in all their blue cities get more members of Congress by the census apportioning those people. You've got the SAVE Act not passing Congress, though Trump has been trying valiantly to get that through for voter ID. It's pretty grim, Daniel. What do you think?
Well, I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, I live in the 4th Congressional District of Kentucky, so I lived in the area where, you know, we're voting for Massey, and oh my gosh, if you would have seen the amount of ads on TV, it would blow your mind. It was every other commercial was a Galrain-Massey commercial. I mean, it was absurd. I've never seen anything like it in any race ever. But I'm basically coming on here to ask you the question, like, how do you think that this is going to change coming into the next term? Just because, you know, I feel like, especially with the younger audience, you know, me being younger, I don't feel like a lot of us fell for this tactic. And, you know, I know yesterday, you know, people like to say that you don't hate on the boomers, but I mean, I feel like the boomers are the ones falling for this tactic. You know, how is this going to change coming into the next term, you know, taking money from other,
the Israeli government admits that in the last 18 months, we showed the articles yesterday out of the Times of Israel, you name it, they've spent over $1.3 billion in domestic propaganda. They've spent a couple billion on elections. So now we're upwards, you know, $3.5 billion we know of. That's just admitted. And that's, you know, I don't want any foreign government doing that. And so it pissed off people under 50 and made them, and in other elections as well, you know, vote for candidates that are America first. But the boomers, and I'm not blaming them all, the lady didn't understand, I'm not saying all boomers, but as a voting block, as we saw in Kentucky, they voted the vast majority for the crazy man that wants a national draft to fight and die for Israel. Israel is absolutely hated by the left, and they hate it for the wrong reasons. I don't hate Israel, but their religion's hating Israel. It's all they talk about. And because it's more of a political football for them. And then more and more Republicans are rightfully don't hate Israel, but they're not anti-Israel, but they're anti having Israel under this current leadership try to run our country. And Israel admits in all their think tanks, they're losing. And the more money they spend, the more people they primary, the more they're disliked. So the same path has been followed in other countries, and people don't like a bully. And people love an underdog. Israel used to be the underdog in the people's minds. And certainly at some points it has been. But now it's a big, powerful, you know, militarized system with nuclear weapons and carpet bombing and, you know, dropping Moabs on villages in Lebanon and announcing greater Israel. So it's a disaster. And I talk about that with Eric Bolling in a powerful 20-minute interview we're going to air in the last 20 minutes. But more of your calls are straight ahead. Thanks, Daniel. More calls straight ahead back in 60 seconds. I'm going to ask you the question again to remind you. Have you shared the live feed of Real Alex Jones today on X? Have you shared AlexJonesLive.com? Have you shared Rumble.com/AlexJonesShowLive?
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at RealAlexJones and on Rumble at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. And don't forget to download the app. Go to AlexJonesApp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I've been watching the pro-Israel influencers that have been given officially by the U.S. Israel lobby and the Israel lobby directly out of Israel, $1.3 billion in their own numbers in just the last 18 months. And it goes like this. I mean, you've seen it everywhere. I saw new clips today. I have on the list. I guess I could play one. I can't believe all these right-wingers have joined Mondami and all the Jew haters. I can't believe they're allied with Hezbollah and Hamas and the Muslims. I can't believe that they would side with the Muslims against Israel. And I'm like, did you see that from me or pretty much anybody else? I've seen some of the idiot Nazis, who I don't agree with or like, that when I've talked bad about Islam expanding, Islam declaring it's taking over, Sharia law, all the marches you saw around the world, in the last few weeks, I mean, I've got just literally over 100 examples of this in just the last few days, and I haven't really gotten to it because you're seeing it all. I mean, you're seeing it on your streets, your towns, even small towns, big cities, walking around with swords saying we're taking over, we're going to kill you, we're going to take your women, we're going to rule over you under Sharia law, we can sell you drugs, enslave your women. And you say, well, that's not all the Muslims. And yeah, there are some Muslims that are very nice. I guess you'd call them reformed, or you'd call them, you know, they've had a reformation. I don't want to be these people's enemies. And, you know, in many cases, you see the Muslims saying you're not going to teach LGBT to our kids. You know, that's a good thing. And the LGBT love them because they're anti-Western. It's all sick, the Red-Green Alliance. But to sit there and say, I don't want Israel primarying politicians that don't want us to be in a stupid war with Iran. And I was proven right that that wasn't going to work. And now Trump sounds just like me saying Netanyahu's out of control. He's insane. He keeps breaking the ceasefires. He lied and said that it would fall in 4 days. He was wrong. I've lost a lot of respect for him. He'd be in prison if it wasn't for me. We're your only friend left. You ought to have some respect. I got more Israeli papers calling Trump a traitor. I've got the their current military head calling Trump a backstabber. They're saying everything about Trump, what they were saying about me a few months ago. Is Trump anti-Semitic? You know. And it's not like I'm hiding from being called anti-Semitic. That's super popular now. People have just chosen the extreme of, you don't like what Israel's doing, so Hitler must be good. I'm the same guy I was 20 years ago or a year ago. It's just Israel's gotten expansionist. It's trying to run our country. The current regime over there is, and they're threatening nuclear war to drag us fully in, the Samson option, and they're saying, boy, a new 9/11 would sure help get Americans back on track with us. Oh, you're going to stage one of those? Are going to let the Islam, you know, help the Islamics hit us? Whatever. So I talked about this with Eric Bowling. I'm going to go back to your calls in a moment. But Nick Fuentes in the past, and he's just an example. You can agree with him, disagree with him, love him, hate him, or be neutral. He's a smart guy, very eloquent, knows his history. You can disagree with some of his conclusions. And I disagree with some of them. I agree with him on most things. A lot of, you know, simple, basic stuff. Like there's a war on white people. We just stand up for ourselves and, you know, the rest of it. But he doesn't discriminate against anybody. He doesn't, you know, I mean, I think overall he's got a big audience because he makes a lot of sense to people. And we've got all this anti-white, anti-Christian stuff coming out of the left and out of Black Lives Matter and out of Judaism and some of Judaism. I want to say to, you know, the right-wingers or the neocons, fake right-wingers calling, you know, us allies of Islam, I mean, you guys are funding a bunch of anti-Western stuff. And I got all these rabbis saying, you know, yeah, we want to get rid of the European race, so we're dominant. I mean, I can play you endless clips I have in the stack right now. And Fuentes just came out and said we should just give Iran nukes, honestly. They already have nukes. They didn't have a delivery system. I told you that years ago. Now the official government admits we're not following the old fatwa. The new Ayatollah says we can have nukes and we can make one in 1 week. And so you better watch out. We might have a nuke right now. They have it. People go, oh, my God, you're agreeing with Netanyahu. We got to hit them if they have that. They already have it. It's too late, like North Korea. You see how much I'm right? I know what I – this is all I do. I went to bed last night early at about 10:30. Woke up at 4 a.m. I dreamed about this stuff. I woke up at like 2 a.m. to take a piss, and I was thinking about politics. This is what I do. I'm the most accurate person out there when it comes to these issues, and it's on record. And it's not bragging. It's just saying, I know what I'm talking about. And I'm trying to teach people how I know this stuff, not just say, hey, I should be your guide. Listen to what I say. Do what I say. I'm like, this is how it works. Here's where it's at. Make your own conclusion. Tell me what you think. I learn a lot from other people. I got constant guests and experts on. I'm bouncing ideas. I'm constantly learning. I'm constantly augmenting, you know, my understanding. Little course corrections, but in general, I'm dead on. I mean, this is what I do. And I mean, I remember Nick even a couple years ago. Yeah, Alex is a good guy, but man, he pisses all day on the Muslims. You know, Muslims really aren't the big threat. You've heard him on the show. And I'm like, no, Nick, the Quran is an invasion manual. I've read it twice. And it's three phases of Islam. Come in, act like friends, get into power, start exploiting, push people out of local towns, take over the government, steal all the money, enslave locals, and then expand. And they're now going into the second phase. And they say, I've got literally like, let's not exaggerate, 20 or 30 clips from the last 48 hours. Look at this. I think I'm just going to do a whole special commercial-free show just on this. And then I got the stack from last week's even bigger. This is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56 clips of them saying, we're going to rape and murder you, we rule you, you're subhuman, stabbing, murdering, killing, declaring they're taking us over. This is just since yesterday. Oh, and I got another stack from today on top of it, probably 70. I mean, you've all seen it. At a certain point, it becomes overkill. So I'm going to explain this. If you're trying to, you know, you're a deer trying to chase a doe because it's rutting season, and you got, and she runs across the highway and she's in estrus and you want to get her pregnant, you know, it's a drive, and it's 6 a.m. and the, you know, traffic, you got to dodge an 18-wheeler, you got to dodge a Corvette, you got to dodge a van that are all coming. And, you know, Israel's an 18-wheeler and Islam's a Corvette. And, the point is, it's Frogger. You can be hit by any of these. And I don't know why the public dumbs this down. Well, because the Israel lobby does this. They say you're either for Israel or you're for Islam. And the Muslims go, you're either against, you know, Israel or you're for Islam. You're either for Israel or for Islam. They all do it. And Israel's destroying itself, cornering itself, has incredible money and power. Half the billionaires are Jewish. Most of them are on board, you know, with the whole Greater Israel Project. It's doomed. It's insane. It's not going to work. The whole world's against it. Short term, though, it's trying to run the show. Short term, it's the biggest threat. Islam long term, other than like AI and the New World Order and the Antichrist, and, you know, is the big one. And China trying to run, you know, and then what's left of the British Empire and the EU trying to start war with Russia. And you know, there's a bunch of problems here. And our own decadence and our own issues. You can't just blame everything on the Jews or the Chinese or whatever. Doesn't mean we don't call them out and they do bad stuff. But I literally believe in God, know God's real, love everybody as created by God. And I literally don't hate Chinese. I hate the communists. I don't hate Jews. I don't like what Netanyahu's people are doing. They're very dangerous. I don't hate the Europeans. They got bad leadership. They're, you know, I don't hate black people. A bunch of them have been brainwashed into anti-white racists. I mean, it's simple. I like address bad behavior and groups doing bad things and mafias doing bad things. And then everyone can come in a big tent and be for that. And we can all move forward on issues and policies. But it means nothing to me when a Jewish guy walks up to me at Barton Springs Sunday or Saturday or whatever day it was. And he's like, I got out of the water, just swam, you know, 3/4 mile. He's like, are you that guy? And I said, yeah, I'm that guy. And he's like, I think Jews are great. I'm Jewish. The Jews are great people. Aren't you a great one? Everyone's Jews are great. And I'm just sitting there listening to this guy point at me like, look, he doesn't like Jews. And I just said, you know, I said a few things to him, and I just said, buddy, you got an evil mafia over there, greater Israel, blowing up civilians. He just kept saying, Jews are great, Jews are great. And I just said, you know, you got evil people hiding behind you, and you're obviously not that smart, so just get out of my face. Basically, to paraphrase it. And I just turned and walked away. And he just still, Jews are great. I love Jews. Don't you love Jews? All these people are just looking at him. And it's like, this guy, because, you know, he heard this stuff. He thinks this is his enemy. This is, oh, yeah, dude, I'm really out to get you. Yeah. Yeah, right. That's how we're going to fix our problems. Oh, yeah. You got powerful Jewish organizations that are doing a bunch of bad stuff, creating a crisis to try to recreate a World War II scenario that they think they're going to come out on top. That's crazy. That's nuts. And you ought to learn that all the former Mossad chiefs and the majority of their generals have gone public saying Israel is on a destruction course where it's going right now. Israel had it made. All the science, technology, per capita, one of the richest countries in the world, had dealt with a bunch of its enemies, was getting stronger, making Abraham Accords with Trump. Things were good, and now you are a pariah. And if we are involved in a nuke attack on Iran, we'll be right there with you. I'm not being drugged into cuckoo town with you. And if you think waving a magic wand, abracadabra, hocus pocus, you know, saying I don't like Jews is going to make me pee-pee my pants, buddy, if I put on a Hitler uniform, started goose-stepping around, I'd have bigger audience and more money. But I don't agree with that dialectic of that false paradigm. Well, oh, God, if the Jews are bad and evil, totally, like, you, we better go love Hitler. He's good. It's crap. I'm too well informed. I know too much. So here's Nick Fuentes having to admit, and I'm not going to try to dunk on him, but I mean, he's been on the show and he's talked about it. You know, Alex, the Muslims. Oh, the Muslims. Oh, the, and I see it from the other, you know, oh, God, oh, the Muslims are going to get me. Well, take a look around, pal. See, I don't want a heart attack and I don't want cancer. So I'm like, are you for heart attacks or cancer? The Muslims are cancer and the Jews will give us a heart attack, the way they're acting. I don't want a heart attack and I don't want cancer. It's like, would you rather have gonorrhea or herpes? How about neither? Again, would you rather a 1974 Gremlin or a 1975 Pinto? Neither. I mean, it's so elementary, but people love to be primitive. They love to be tribal. They love to dumb it down. They love to just, oh, yes, oh, yes. And then I've experienced as a talk show host 30-plus years, the anti-Jew crowd. Oh, he works for Israel. Oh, he's secretly, I know that none of it's true. And so you lose respect for those people, and then you lose respect for the Jewish lobby, knowing full well I'm not a Nazi, Tucker's not a Nazi. And then you call us that, thinking the magic word will demonize us to people, make us go away, and all it did was make him get more radical. And I would say Tucker's more radical than me about Israel now because they've gone to war with it. That's the normal response of most people. I'm a hothead once I decide to get mad, but not politically. I'm ice water, folks. I decide to get angry. It's not fake. It's like letting your dog off a leash. I go, okay, I'm pissed. I've already intellectually made the decision. I'm going to go ahead and get pissed off because it feels good, and I'm kind of tired. And, oh, the days I blow up, so I'm exhausted. Times I've come on here with a cold or something, you're going to get a spectacular show. Because I'm sitting there, it's cruel to tell you, if I come in here in the old days with a hangover, they're like, oh, he's going to blow up on air. It's going to be one hell of a show because I've got to power up to get it done. But no, this is all very, very coldly calculated, but not coldly. The decision isn't cold. I do it for what I believe is the most moral, strong, upstanding, pro-human position, but not politically correct kissing people's asses to prove I'm this lovey-dovey person. You've got to be politically incorrect. You've got to stand up for yourself. But at the same time, you don't need to then swing over to, you know, absolute cuckoo town and, you know, make up lies that Hitler was a good Christian and he wanted the world to be under Jesus. He was anti-Christian. These people don't know anything. They don't know what they're talking about. I see this, what they say about Hitler all the time. And it's like, I saw like one guy with this viral video and it was like, Joseph Stalin was run by the Jews and Joseph Stalin was the only person in the Bolshevik leadership that wasn't Jewish. He bid his time as an Orthodox Christian. And by the way, I think he was a bad guy. And then purged the Jews, killed Lenin. He killed Lenin, folks, poisoned him. Took him twice to do it. Killed Lenin, killed Trotsky, and then was a hero to the Russians for persecuting the Jews who were persecuting the Christians. And that's the real history. Alexander Schultz needs all of it. It's just been there, Joseph Stalin was Jewish. Yeah, right, and so was Hitler. You know, I guess he probably was about 25% Hitler. He was a Schicklgruber, part Rothschild. Evidence is pretty much overwhelming. But the point is, he didn't like Jews. Legitimately didn't. I think that's a known truth. They made a deal with the Zionists to only let Jews get out to Israel. But I digress. Let's go ahead and go to this Nick Fuentes clip.
The Muslims have completely overstayed their welcome. There was a time a couple of years ago when we and the Muslims were kind of pointing in the same direction because we were both opposed to what Israel was doing in Gaza for different reasons. There was a time 1 year ago, 2 years ago, when the Muslims and the white nationalists were kind of coming together because we both opposed Israel. But they have totally overplayed their hand, totally overstayed their welcome. And so there was a time when they were criticizing Israel with us now and defend grooming gangs, doing apologetics for grooming gangs. And saying, if you have a problem with grooming gangs, if you have a problem with these towel heads in your country, well, you're a Zionist. If you don't want your country to be invaded by violent Muslims raping everybody, oh, well, you're a Zionist. That's what Israel wants you to believe. And it's like, you know what? Forget it with these people. I don't think so. Now they're complaining about that movie. There's this movie that came out with Armie Hammer, Cannibal W. There's this movie that comes out where Armie Hammer, call me by your name, Cannibal W's in the chat. Armie Hammer is going around killing all these Muslims for raping kids. And the Muslims are like, this is Jewish propaganda. I'm like, careful. Careful with what you say, because if that's Jewish propaganda, then it's Kino. So be careful. It's just a reminder, we are Christians. This is a Christian civilization. This is Western civilization. I'll even tolerate some of the veneration of the European gods. Not in a serious religious way, but when Spengler talks about Apollonian civilization and we talk about some of our roots in Greek philosophy and Greek mythology, Roman mythology, okay. From a literary point of view, I'll tolerate that and Christendom, but this Islam thing, it's got to stop. And you know who's promoting it the most? Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson has these people on to glaze Islam. Enough already. Enough with this. It is a false religion. It is a different civilization. I don't want to hear it anymore. It's enough already. I do not want our civilization to be dominated by Jewish oligarchs. I also don't want it to be invaded by Muslim rapists. You can believe both things at once. We can morally walk and chew gum at the same time. Don't be a moral idiot, to borrow a phrase. We can hold both of those positions actually at the same time. No, I don't want Jewish oligarchs running America. I also don't want Muslim rapists invading Europe and America. And I don't actually want to hear either of them. I don't want to hear Jews speaking in Hebrew. And I don't want to hear Muslims speaking in Arabic. I don't want to hear Jews going on and on about the Torah and all that other nonsense, rapping tefillin and, you know, and doing all that. I also don't want to hear the Muslim call to prayer and the Bismillah, America, this is America. Get that out of here. It's bad enough we have to hear all the Spanish. That's bad enough. I am just becoming radicalized because we have been trying it. We have been trying to be a little bit tolerant here on the radical right. And what happens is you give these people an inch, they take a mile, all of them. Whether it's the Jews, you see what happens with Jews. You give Jews an inch, they take a mile. You say, well, maybe we don't destroy Israel. They say, we need to destroy Iran. You give Muslims an inch, you say, we shouldn't destroy Gaza. They say, Islam will dominate the world. No Hindus, no Muslims, no Sikhs, no Jews, none of it. No Africans. Shut it down. I want to go back. I want to go back. Whites, Christians, that's what we want to hear about.
I want to take some calls and then get to the Eric Bolling, but I literally have a stack of just last few days of Somalis stabbing people in the neck, Arabs stabbing people in the neck in Germany, England, Sweden, police, they run behind them and stab them in the neck. It's babies stab them. Christopher Hitchens, decades ago, predicting all of this from the Quran. All these Muslims saying our plan is to overthrow the U.S. government and enslave you all. I mean, these people are just jerks, man. Car crashes into a jewelry store, they all rob it. And a lot of Muslims will tell you, hey, the worst of our countries are coming to you. I agree with that. The pirates are coming here, beating up old people, robbing them, stabbing them. I mean, I literally have hundreds of these every week, okay? I mean, I can do the whole show on this. We're here to conquer you, blah, blah, blah. And we had to be idiots to sit here and take this. So I'm glad that the America First Nationalists have finally got their heads out of their butts. I'm not saying Nick, but in general, that Muslims are our allies. You're an idiot. I don't like rattlesnakes, so I'm going to lay in bed with a cobra. Jefferson in Virginia on birthright citizenship. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking calls. Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome.
Yeah, this illegal children being born here are actually people now with more rights than American citizens because they are dual citizens at birth of two different countries, ours and the nation that their parents came from. So they have more rights than we do.
And if they're Jewish, they have non-extradition, which is a get-out-of-jail-free card. I don't like that period.
Right, but the idea that we had the Solicitor General making arguments before the Supreme Court and never really touched on the whole dual citizen at birth issue is really kind of disturbing, that we've been arguing about this thing and not really recognizing what the real problem with it is.
And forget Israel. There's more Chinese with dual citizenship now. They give them get-out-of-jail-free cards. Did you know there's a bunch of Chinese, hundreds of them, that have hundreds of kids apiece, hundreds of thousands of kids total? You know the Chinese are doing this on purpose.
Of course. They're exploiting the mistake, the error, the exploit of using this misinterpretation, which is not accidental. They're doing this on purpose.
Of course.
Misinterpreting the 14th Amendment. It's a way.
Yeah, I got Supreme Court rulings, as you know, that have said this before. This has already been ruled on. It's ridiculous.
Right, but Trump was texting that somehow this can be fixed with legislation, but legislation can only deal with naturalization, not naturality. So we believe being born here makes you a natural citizen, which it doesn't. It is naturalization, but nobody
seems to recognize. Yeah, I can't fly to China with my wife and have a baby there and have them pay for it and have the baby be a Chinese citizen. They would laugh at me.
Right. It's not reciprocal. It shouldn't
Hold
be.
Hold on. Finish your point when we come back. Yeah, the Supreme Court is a globalist traitors. Jefferson, stay there. I want you to be able to finish up. We'll take more calls straight ahead. We'll be right back. But first, listen to me very carefully. I've got all these studies and articles out. Breastfeeding protects babies against ADHD, autism, low IQs. The brain's up to one-third smaller if they never get mother's milk. Breastfeeding protects baby against risk of ADHD in another major study. New study strongly links Merck's Gardasil HPV vaccine to all sorts of neurological disorders. Why is corn syrup in so many American infant formulas? Some of them are up to 70%. So deadly, so bad. Plus synthetic vitamins and minerals, which are actually toxic. Adverse effects of infant formula made with corn syrup, solids on the development of eating behaviors in Hispanic children. Definitely linked to the obesity and diabetes and all the rest of it. Corn syrup and formula, absolutely not safe. Well, what's the opposite of corn syrup and fake milk? It's colostrum. Notice hospitals tell people, oh, give your baby milk the first few weeks, you know, fake milk. Oh, don't worry about breastfeeding. And then the mother's milk never comes in. So then about half the mothers never have their milk come in. So they go right on the formula formula, high-tech sounding name. Ooh, trust the science. And all the studies are the brains are much smaller, lower IQs, all these serious problems. Because your brain's made out of fat mainly, and you need the mother's fat to do that. But the colostrum has all the mother's immunity, it's a natural vaccine, all these peptides, all these super nutrients. Well, I already have colostrum. I take some of it. My mom's really into it. One day I came over to her house and I gave her two canisters of it and told her, tell me what you think of this. But I forget about it. It's my dad's birthday last year. We're at an Italian restaurant. And she starts saying, and she never wants to be on air. She said, I'll go on air for this. She goes, look at my hair. He goes, it's gray. He has a lot of it, but it's gray. She goes, look, it's coming back in blonde. Look at this. Look at this. She goes, and look at David. He was totally bald. He's been on a few months. It's literally hairs coming in. And if you look it where it was already, it's coming in brown and it's gray here. This is insane. This is way better. I want more of that. I want more of that. I said, okay, I'll get it for you. You can buy it at alexjonesstore.com.
And a back problem that I've had since Alex was born is almost completely gone after 50, however many years. And my hair is much thicker than it has been. And I have good hair anyway, but it's much thicker. And this is brand new.
Turn darker.
And darker.
So you need to get it. It's buy one, get one free. Until tomorrow night, because I really didn't plug it. The sale launched Friday. Bovine colostrum, buy one, get one free right now. Never seen my mom on air before. She said, no, I'll do it. So I said, well, you say that on camera. So she repeated some of it on camera. You've been on colostrum now 2 months.
I know.
And we have the very best at thealexjonesstore.com. And I'm serious. So, Mom, you got to listen. The products are amazing.
Well, this one, like I said, I don't do testimonials. There's a lot of good products, but this is the first one that I can go, whoa, it really.
You put that on.
Tell us what happened.
I have been on the colostrum for about 2 or 3 months, and a back problem that I've had since Alex was born is almost completely gone after 50, however many years. And my hair is much thicker than it has been. And I have good hair anyway, but it's much thicker. And this is brand new.
Turn darker. That's how good this is. And she's been on colostrum forever. She was a master swimmer and, you know, triathlete. And she's in super good shape at 76. But the point is that she swears by it. And she looked healthy before, but she looks even younger now. And she gobbles it. She takes way more than one scoop a day. We got it. You owe it to yourself. It's not just good for your hair and skin and all the rest of it. Imagine what it's doing internally. This is the superfood of superfood from the mama mammal to the baby. This is the Uber milk. Bovine colostrum. Buy one, get one free right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And it funds the second American Revolution worldwide.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word. Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
War Room's coming up in T-minus 27 minutes with the great Harrison Smith. You don't want to miss the War Room live. Right here out of the ATX, transmitting worldwide, alexjoneslive.com. All right, I want to continue with more key news and calls here. But Jefferson in Virginia, finishing up your point on birthright citizenship, that dovetailed with them not passing the Save America Act with voter ID, that dovetailed with allowing 5 days after an election to count mail-in ballots that are even postdated after election date, is treason by the Supreme Court. Houston, we have a problem.
We have any number of problems, but yes, I'm disturbed that the people that are advising Trump are telling him that somehow the Congress can alter birthright citizenship when the Supreme Court is basically saying it's a natural right, it's not naturalization. Congress can only legislate or regulate naturalization. I believe birthright citizenship is birthplace naturalization, not naturality, and it should be regulatable, but the Supreme Court's saying any law you pass, we'll just strike it down as unconstitutional based on this ruling.
You're absolutely right. The Supreme Court knows the legislature, if the Democrats get it, is going to pack the court unless they are good little globalists, and that is exactly what they're doing. And we told Trump on some of these people he put in that they were bad, and now he said that, and we were proven right again. Oh, but we were wrong about the trillion D chess before, remember? Oh, he knows what he's doing. It's Q level. You have to understand the Q power. What do we do about it? Well, yeah, go ahead.
I don't know what we. I would hope that on the 7th of July, Trump decides that it's time to declare the Insurrection Act or something, or call Congress into a special session. But we need some serious action to start taking place before Congress goes on recess in August. I think that certainly has to take place.
Yeah, I mean, it's time to call Congress. It's time to go out in the field when they go to their meet and greets in their districts. It's time to go protest. It's time to go into their offices peacefully at the Capitol Hill. It's time to take the kids for summer vacation to D.C. and see the Smithsonian. D.C. is a lot safer now. It's beautiful and clean. I was just up there a while ago in a covert operation. And go to D.C., folks. It's well worth it now that it's a lot safer. Take them to Smithsonian. Take them to the national stuff. And then go knock on doors. Tell them what it is to be a citizen. Thank you so much, and God bless you. I got a key point I'm going to make here in a moment. But first, this. Tonight at midnight is the last day to get an entire canister of the very best bovine colostrum super nutrient peptide, immune-boosting, amazing product. You're insane if you don't get it. Buy one, get one free. That's almost a loss leader. You can also get the new sale just kicked off. That ends tonight. For 3 days, you can get our amazing Shilajit that boosts testosterone, full of peptides, amazing super nutrients as well. Great for men and women. You want to get results. This stuff kicks in about a week. It is incredible. Buy one of the Shilajit capsule bottles, get one free. That's all at thealexjonesstore.com. All the 250-year anniversary Patriot apparel is there as well. Amazing ball caps, limited editions. It's all there, and it funds an operation critical to the future of humanity. This is your insurance policy against tyranny. We're reaching tens of millions thanks to you. Thanks for all your support. Those of you on the fence, what are you doing? Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com and get $40 to spend in the store if you're a VIP. You spend $30 a month, cancel any time. You get $40 every time it charges you $30 once a month. $40 to spend, special deals, special offers, special sales. If you're going to buy anything, you should be a VIP at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Now, in this Eric Bolling interview, it's powerful, it's important. That's why I'm going to air it from yesterday. I went on his show. I just explained how smart the Israel lobby was to go out when they were all never Trumpers and call anyone traitors that were against the disastrous war and who predicted what would happen because the Pentagon and others warned, call us anti-Trump and get Trump to turn around and attack us, hoping we would attack back, and now they could come in and take over the Trump administration. That was starting to work. We've had some disasters, but Trump is pulling back now and waking up and sounds just like me. We are all vindicated again. That's why this leg of the InfoWar, AlexJonesLive.com, is so important, and why you supporting us is so important, and why you sharing the link to AlexJonesLive.com is beyond critical. That's the coordinates of freedom. Keep sharing it. Here's the Eric Bolling interview. Share it again, AlexJonesLive.com.
Yes, is the former CEO of InfoWars and host of AlexJonesLive.com. Always good to have Mr. Alex Jones back with us. Alex, we got blown out by Trump the last time we tried to get you on, and we tried to get you on right after you had a sit-down with Tucker Carlson, and you and two went back and forth. You said, Tucker, you should run for president. Tucker's kind of, I'm not sure he even really answered you, but let's take a look. Let the folks see what went down.
Of course I'm not planning to run for president. I mean, of course. I've never said or done anything that would suggest I have an interest in political office, because I don't. I never have had an interest in political office, ever. It's just not kind of what I do for a living. It's not what I'm interested in. I really don't like politicians.
So, you know, it struck me, Alex, is you asked him, he said, of course, I'm going to quote him, of course I'm not planning to run for president. He didn't say, of course I'm not going to run for president. There's a huge distinction, difference between those two answers. Do you disagree with me?
I agree with you, but he's told me before that he hates, you know, Washington and New York and all of it, and that God would have to appear to him to run for president. I know he shows up like number three in the poly market stuff. And Tucker's always been honest with me about things. So, I mean, I take him at his word, but he used to always say, I'll never do it. Never. God would have to appear. Now he's like, well, of course I'm not planning. So it does sound like he's in some way inching towards that.
Well, you pressed him. You took a second crack at it. Take a listen.
You said God would have to appear to you for you to run to president. So should we all pray that Jesus appear to you and tell you to run for president?
I don't want to run for president. I do want to be involved in offering an option of some kind. I don't know what that would look like, but it's not democracy when no matter who you vote for, you get the same result.
Tucker, you know you'd beat Gavin Newsom. You know you'd beat Marco Rubio. You need to run for president. It's just like a gladiator.
If the options are Gavin Newsom and Marco Rubio, I don't think, I mean, I know Trump is very convinced that Gavin has his shot. And Gavin has an advantage in that he's a sociopath who will say anything while passing a lie detector
test. And he can talk, unlike Kamala.
Oh, he can talk. Oh, he can talk. And by the way, Marco is an underrated talker. He's an excellent talker.
Oh, yeah.
Speaks without notes. But both of those guys, I mean, come on. Is that really the option?
You know, a little bit of, you know, that isn't even the issue. I think almost any Republican right now, the top five I'm thinking about, would likely beat Gavin Newsom and likely beat whoever the other lunatics who are on the left that are looking right now. I think there are others that are going to pop up that would give a better representation of the Democrat Party. But so you think Tucker, why Tucker? Why not, you know, J.D. Vance or Rubio? Tucker seems to like Rubio. Why not one of those, Alex, for Alex Jones's money?
I mean, I like J.D. Vance over Rubio. Rubio's very competent and very smart, but he's been a neocon in the past. I mean, I like J.D. Vance. I think that's who Tucker, you know, overall likes. I think he was just, you know, pointing out the fact that Rubio is a formidable individual. But I think Tucker understands there's a major global political realignment, not just here in America. And when Trump goes, MAGA is not going to have that much big of an influence. So Tucker's definitely, I think from his personal beliefs, positioning himself more as a populist. And after 30 years, the Republican Party is moving away from it. But he said he would still support Republican candidates when they were better than Democrats. I don't see how there's any Democrat candidates that are good. I see none of them. I mean, hell, Mondami might, you know, run. He's a major kingmaker, promising. You had an earlier guest on, we're getting to it next segment, but you know, he's like, communism doesn't work. Well, it does work for the elites that push it to enslave people, so I'm way more cynical than that. They know it's a system of slavery that cons the public into being a bunch of, you know, hive mind bees in a beehive or ants in an anthill. So communism isn't failed. It's killed 200 million people in the last 120 years or so. So it's very successful at tyranny and enslaving people, like cancer is successful taking over a body.
And communism is the more iron-fisted form of socialism. And the socialism idea, the Democrat Socialists of America, are sliding communism into our system in a very dangerous way.
Well, countless numbers of them have been caught, you know, I mean, even on Zoom meetings and books they write saying, we're really communists. We just call ourselves Democratic Socialists. I know people that work for Bernie Sanders.
The ideology is exactly the same, Alex. The ideology is exactly the same. The people work. The establishment decides who gets what. It's delivered the exact same way. It's just
slavery.
It's slipped in different. And that is literally the difference between socialism and communism. We'll get to that in the second block. But I want to talk to you about this. Alex, when you talk to Tucker and say, hey, run for president, do you realize what you're doing? And I know you're a smart guy. We already have MAGA on one side. We have on the right only. We have MAGA. We have the Rhino establishments. And now there's a third lane opening up. The Tuckers, the Alex Jones, the Megyn Kellys, the MTGs, the Candace Owens, who don't like Trump. So they're somehow going to create another trifurcation of the R, split the R vote even further, which almost guarantees a loss to our side.
I want to respond to that. I would imagine that Tucker, if he runs for president, which I don't think is going to happen, is going to run as a Republican. He's doing that to position himself to get a lot of the leftist audience and try to make things not partisan. So I see what he's doing. I don't think it's cynical, but I think it's a very shrewd move from his position. Trump's, you know, somewhat of a lame duck. He's gone sideways on some issues. But I'll be very clear. I am not anti-Israel. I am anti-Israel controlling our foreign policy, dragging us into this war. And so I'm not as, you know, far out on the Israel thing as a Candace Owens or, you know, some of these other people. I understand their perspectives. I don't think they're bad people. I want to be clear. When I said during Midnight Hammer, this is designed to go to full regime change the next year, they're going to say we didn't get the uranium, I was right. I'm not a fan of the mullahs. I said when this war started 121 days ago on that, you know, Saturday, I did a special show at AlexJonesLive.com, and I said, I hope the mullahs fall in 4 days, like Netanyahu and the Mossad told them. But even the IDF said that probably won't happen. The Pentagon said 92% chance they don't fall for a year. They'll close the Strait of Hormuz. This is going to end up being a disaster. But they followed Trump's orders when Israel drug us into it and struck first. And so then I had all of kind of the neocon Republican rhinos that were never Trumpers come out and say, Jones, you know, says Trump's bad. Jones says Trump's evil. And so Trump said that I'm low IQ and a burnout and fried and all this. I didn't get mad at Trump about that. Trump was lumping me in with some of the more extreme stuff that got said about him. What I said was, when he said, we'll destroy Iran as a civilization, never to return, and their culture will end, and the whole country will be a giant glowing orange crater. I said, if you try to go to nuclear war, which Mark Levin was pushing and Israel was talking about, I oppose preemptive first strikes for nuclear weapons. If you try that, I'll be 25th Amendment. I didn't say 25th Amendment, Trump. I said, if he continues, and the next day he said, oh, I won't ever use nukes. And now he's saying, I'll end the regime forever if they don't make a deal. That's great. So I hope the regime goes away. But notice that he thought the Kurds would overthrow him, and because Mossad told him that. And it turns out that wasn't true. So it's been misrepresented what I've said about Trump. Overall, Trump is night and day compared to the Democrats. The Democrats openly want to bankrupt the country, Clyde and Piven. They're openly communist. They openly steal elections. I'm 100% against him. What I don't want is him doing a war that closes the strait, and then that kills his recovery with inflation, and then it's super unpopular, so the Democrats win the House and Senate, and then we really do have a lame duck on our hands. That's what I was concerned about. I talked to Mark Mitchell, the pollsters, and others. You know, even back during Midnight Hammer, it was very, very unpopular. This war is ultra unpopular, and it didn't work. I was right. The Pentagon was right. And Trump's advisors were right. Yeah. Trump sounds like Joe Kent now, saying we can't have the strait closed. We got to end this. The problem is Iran knows they hold the cards on the strait. They can conventionally keep it closed. Yeah, we can keep bombing the hell out of them, but we dropped 7.6 million bombs on Vietnam over 15 years. And now we've
dropped 40,000
on the Iranians.
You need their people to rise up against. I've seen this since day one of the war. It's not a popular opinion, but the IRGC is an iron fist there until 91 people rise up. Alex is going to stay with it. I'm going to pose you the same question I posed Eric Metaxas with a little twist on it. I asked Eric Metaxas, is this Democrats, Socialists of America? I believe they hate America, but they also might hate Israel. I said, is it one or both? The people who I would say, I won't put you in that group anymore, Alex. If you tell me you're not, you're not. But there's a group of Tucker, Candace, Megyn Kelly, MTG, who I believe don't like what Trump's about, but also I'm not sure they just don't like Israel to the point where it's because Trump is friendly with Israel. That's their problem with Trump. I'm going to ask you that question. Stay with us. We'll get your answer on the backside of this break. All right, we're back with Alex Jones. Before the break, I asked him about the folks, Tucker, Megyn, Candace, MTG. Not Alex, as he says he still likes Trump, but just was concerned about how he's handling the Iran war. These are friends of mine. Tucker, I worked with for 15 years. Megyn Kelly, I worked for 15 years, and I've been on her show 100 times. I adore Megyn Kelly. She's moving away from Trump, supporting Trump. That's okay. That's democracy. I get it. Candace never really liked me very much because I think she's a little bit cuckoo. I think her hate for Israel clouds everything she does. And MTG, who's been a friend of mine, but it's tough to remain friends like this when it gets this divisive. So my question, these folks, Tucker, Megyn, Candace, MTG, and maybe some of the other more popular people around who've been Republicans, been Trumpers who aren't anymore, is it a dislike of Trump and Trump policies, or is it Israel is clouding how they feel about everything, including Trump, so they can't support someone who's supportive of Israel?
It's a lot of factors. I can't judge Candace as something she does I don't agree with. MTG legitimately over the Epstein stuff got upset. Massey got upset about that. And then when the Republican Party system came after them and then the Israel lobby came after them, it made it personal and they got more and more angry. I think it's the same thing with Tucker. I was at his house both in Florida and in Maine doing his shows when he was getting, calls from Netanyahu and Trump and everything during Midnight Hammer and other events. And he was like, I'm not anti-Israel. I just don't want him running our policy. This war is going to be a disaster. And then they demonized him. That is, Israel did, some of the Israel lobby. And so Tucker, said, fine, you want to fight, we're going to fight. But I can tell you, I'm on hundreds of radio stations. I'm on Rumble. I'm on X at Real Alex Jones. The majority of my MAGA supporters have been upset with me in the administration that I was too much of a cheerleader. The first 6 months, it was so good. Doge, everything Trump was doing was amazing. We started seeing things go somewhat sideways. I was disappointed. I would put pressure on things I didn't like, but overall said it's still night and day. And then a lot of the Trump supporters, I'd say there are 30-40% of his base that I call kind of white pillars. A lot of them were never Trumpers. They came out and kind of misframed the thing that I was out to get Trump and was really a Democrat and getting Qatari money and all this stuff. And I didn't let them bait me. into blaming Trump. Even when Trump called me names a few times, I wasn't even sure that that was him doing all that on Truth Social. I didn't care. I was glad for the publicity. That's fine. And I said, look, I've never been MAGA. I support Make America Great. I want to make America free. I'm 1776 worldwide. I'm America 2.0, take it to the next level. And so, you know, great, you want to distance yourself from me. That's fine, because I want to be the maverick that's trying to hold your feet to the original MAGA of no new big wars. If you get Kamala, you get war with Iran. That's World War III. I want the guy that's trying to end the Ukraine war and doing a great job there. I want the guy that's getting the trillions of investment here, which all his experts have told him, close your strait for even a few months with Jack. Knife that. And so I really think that Trump and some of his people miscalculated going after Massey, going after MTG, you know, saying Massey's the worst member of Congress. Well, that's obviously not true. 92% Republican voting rate. I would have just ignored them and been nice. And I mean, like Trump making jokes about hockey. Oh, we're going to make the 51st state Canada. You can be the, you know, governor of Canada, Trudeau. They were at 15% point in Trudeau's campaign in his party. Trump doing that rallied Canadians, and then Mark Carney, uber globalist, even worse, got in. And I'm not blaming Trump. He does jokes, and then people use that against him. And so I just disagree with a lot of Trump's strategy. And things are going on. The Democrats have tried to put me in prison. The Democrats did stage show trials and took over my company and, you know, did all of this stuff. So they literally, when they get back in, want to put me in prison. Mondami is an admitted communist that says there shouldn't be prisons. Mondami wants to take private property owners' homes if they don't put the new Green Deal upgrades in that they can't even pay for. He's freezing rents. Mondami is the kingmaker. Mondami, everybody he's endorsing are winning the Democrat primaries. So the Democratic Party is really uncloaking itself for what it's been for decades. And it is cancer. So we need a hardcore populist Republican Party. I mean, I've seen even top Republican senators rightfully say, oh, we've got this populist movement, you know, that's too anti-war and you know, too this and that. Well, that's what this is. That's how Trump got elected and overrode the fraud in 2024 was with a lot of Democrats and anti-war people and pro-RFK Jr. people coming to him. And now they've left. A lot of Hispanics are leaving. A lot of blacks are leaving. So Trump was running the tables. And then somehow he went with the never Trumpers, who it's beyond just Israel. I know there's a bunch of interest in the Pentagon that want, you know, these wars and things. And so then Israel has spent first $500 million last year. They just allotted $730 million this year. That's $1.2 billion, $1.3 billion to propagandize in the eighth front of their war.
So, Alex, allow me to censor anybody. Isn't there a
that
point,
says Israel drug us in this war? It's just crazy. So they're like trying to start a fight, trying to make people Hitler that just disagree with any foreign government manipulating our policy. And so I don't want AIPAC to have undue influence. I don't want the Chinese to have undue influence. And I do it from a position of a lot of folks in Israel, you know, say, hey, we're the most hated in Gallup and Pew polls. And all these others, and that Netanyahu's been convicted, and Netanyahu
Alex,
needs a war
hear me out,
to stay in power,
hear me out,
and
hear
just
me out,
all of this.
Hear me out, hear
I mean,
me
I just
out.
Disagree with the war working. I disagree with it being successful, and it wasn't, and they didn't fall, and the uprisings didn't work, and the weapons, the Kurds kept the weapons, and it didn't get there.
Right, right.
And Trump
Alex,
has said
Alex,
he's lost a lot of
Alex,
confidence
listen
in some
me,
of the Israeli war hawks, and that's good. He shouldn't just do whatever they say. Sorry.
Let me get in here, Alex. Let me just explain something. I came from New York. I'm married to a Jewish woman. I know millions of Jews, okay? A lot of them don't like what Bibi Netanyahu has become. And I think Bibi Netanyahu is no friend of Donald Trump either. Here's my point. My point is Bibi attacking Lebanon during the middle of negotiations, Bibi hitting some sites in Iran during the negotiations is no friend of America or no friend of Trump. And I believe maybe wants to undermine Trump as well. So is there 100%. A way to separate Bibi's, your dislike for Bibi Netanyahu's Israel policy versus Donald Trump? Like, a lot of people seem to want to blame Donald Trump for what one man, Bibi Netanyahu, has done. I got about 30 seconds.
I 100% agree with you. You just read my mind. That's what I've said, is that Trump last week and 2 weeks ago, word for word, is saying what I said, what Joe Kent said, and what Tulsi Gabbard and even the chairman of the Joint Chiefs told Trump, is you're being given bad advice. He said, Netanyahu, you'd be in jail if it wasn't for me. Everybody hates Israel around the world now. America's your friend. The vice president said the same thing. It's all about Netanyahu and Ben-Gavir, not even Israel, doing this. And I'm worried about Israel itself. I don't want Israel destroyed. I'm not for the Muslims. Give me a break. This is crazy. Israel has made bad decisions. They've drug us into it. Netanyahu bragged last week that he drug us into Midnight Hammer and this new event. So, yes, the problem is Netanyahu. And I don't ever have a hard-on for Netanyahu either. But this new Netanyahu, who is politically up against the wall, needs this war to continue because he's going to go to jail if he doesn't keep it going. So we're being held hostage by a guy that's been convicted. And that's just a fact. And you're right. All the former Mossad chiefs say he's wrong. Almost all their former generals, Tucker interviewed a bunch of them, have said this. So I'm not going to be typecast as Hitler 2.0, all because I disagree with Netanyahu. And the new Trump that's waking up sounds just like me, so I'm vindicated. So Trump should come out and say, oh, turns out Alex Jones was right about Mark Levin and Netanyahu. Turns out Joe Kent was right. Joe Kent said, I love you. I love your administration. It's an honor. I'm resigning 2 weeks into the war because it's going to be a fiasco and it probably isn't going to go well. He was right. But instead, a bunch of Republicans said, let's prove how loyal we are. Let's demonize these people and run them out of the party. I love how Gabbard's taken the high road and hasn't done that. So we need Trump to succeed badly. He is pivoting away from Netanyahu being his brain. That is healthy. Right. We need to win these midterms right now. And that's what I cover. That's what I stand for. Not little sound bites out of context. The liberals all took clips of my show, like 5-second clips, and said, you know, 25th Amendment him. Well, I said, if he does hit him with nuclear weapons or is going to, we have the 25th Amendment him. We can't first strike people with nukes. All the studies say Pakistan will hit Israel with nukes. They've said they will. The war games, the Pentagon, I study war games. This is not going to, it's like putting a square peg in a round hole. It ain't working. All right. If they All right. could send the mullahs to Mars, if I had a button right now to go bloop and free Iran, I'd go bloop, I'd jump at it. Oh, let me get the button. Okay? I mean, that's what I say, not what they say I say. That's what they do. So right. I'm a different variety than some of those other folks who I think mean well but have kind of gone whole hog because it's like once you start down the path of obsessing on Israel, that's all there is. I'm worried about China. I'm worried about big tech. I'm worried about AI data centers. I'm worried about, right. you
Alice,
know.
We got to go. We got to jump. We almost blew through a hard break right now. Alex, I want to get you back again soon. I know the folks get mad when we do this because they are very, very – the folks who watch this show are extremely pro-Trump, and they want to believe everything that he says and does is the right – sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't, folks. We're adults. We're human beings. Some things are right. But
do they support the new Trump that sounds like me or the one from a few months ago?
Well, I think they support a Trump, and they support Trump and believe in him. And there are a lot of times where I'll say there are certain things about Trump that I disagree with. I still think we're way better off with Donald Trump.
They should hear my show, not just the sound bites.
Tell them where to find your show, Alex. There you go.
AlexJonesLive.com has the audio feeds, the video feeds, the Rumble, the X feeds. Alex Jones Live. The left is coming after me harder than ever because they know I'm actually trying to make the Republican Party populist and win and true. Truly nationalistic and conservative. Yeah. I'm America first. I support all our other allies. I just don't support them in the driver's seat. That's the bottom line. Israel needs to course correct. Trump needs to course correct. That's starting to happen. And so I love everybody on the 250th anniversary of America. The left trying to demoralize us. We're the greatest country on earth, and we need to get back to our values.
We
so
gotta
I
go.
Love America.
We got to go,
I
my friend.
I love this republic, and I want President Trump to be a person that supports America first, and that's where we're going.
Yeah, there we go. Alex Jones, everyone. Thank you so much, AlexJonesLive.com. Folks, we'll be back.
A back problem that I've had since Alex was born is almost completely gone after 50, however many years. And my hair is much thicker than it has been. And I have good hair anyway, but it's much thicker. And this is brand new.
Turned darker.
And darker.
And I've told the story. My mother never wants to go on TV, but she did last year. Look, your dad was completely bald. I'm not kidding. And now all this hair is coming in. And hair that was gray started, she was showing me at the restaurant. You've seen it. It's coming in brown. It is buy one, get one free until tomorrow night at midnight central at thealexjonesstore.com.
You've been on colostrum now 2 months.
I know.
And we have the very best at thealexjonesstore.com. And I'm serious. So. Mom, you got to listen. The products are amazing.
Well, this one, like I said, I don't do testimonials. There's a lot of good products, but this is the first one that I can go, whoa, it really.
You put that on.
Tell us what happened.
I have been on colostrum for about 2 or 3 months, and a back problem that I've had since Alex was born is almost completely gone after 50, however many years. And my hair is much thicker than it has been. And I have good hair anyway, but it's much thicker. And this
It's brand new.
Turn darker.
Ask ChatGPT what it's known to do. Upper respiratory tract infections and symptoms reduction. Attenuation of exercise-induced immune suppression. Antiviral and antibacterial effects. Stopping leaky gut. Support for gastrointestinal disorders, which is the whole body. Enhanced recovery and reduced inflammation. Metabolic health, wound healing, and tissue repair. It is bovine colostrum. It is buy one, get one free at theellicshowstore.com. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.